innovation involves failure. You know, there's that process and you learn from it.
I think in some of our best implementations have come with trying to do things that are a bit considered risky or different.
Welcome to the show. I'm Ben Wiggins, and I am here with the co-founder of Abre, Zach Vanderveen, and James Stauffer, the CEO of Abre. Gentlemen, how are we doing this morning?
Great.
Great. Good to see you, Ben.
Good to see you as well, James. You guys look good as always. Zach, I'll throw this to you first. What should people be expecting from this show? What is the content here? Why should people be watching?
Yeah, so people should be watching to hear really cool narratives and narratives around genuinely solving some of the core challenges that K-12 educators face. Obviously, we're going to have a bit of a focus when it comes to data and using data for helping to examine these challenges and how they can possibly solve it. But really after some really good narrative and stories from thought leaders. The ability to riff a little bit, to hear what they're saying. One of the really cool things about us, I think, is while data is our foundation, we sometimes think of ourselves as an all-encompassing one-stop shop. And so we can go to different areas of challenges that happen in K-12, as well as victories that happen in K-12. And what I'm hoping to do when we talk to superintendents and other thought leaders is we really tease out those stories. How did they face a problem? How did they overcome it? Or maybe not. It's been interesting. We've done a number of interviews already with a number of superintendents. And one of the things that keeps coming out is innovation. That word keeps coming out is innovation. And innovation involves failure. There's that process and you learn from it. So teasing out those stories of what really mattered to educative thought leaders, and then the journey and asking deeper questions with really the hope of how Abre, the team could really help achieve these end goals for them to really, support the whole child. Really, that's what we're after. So that's what we're looking to do. Hoping to have a little bit of humor, keeping it lively, kind of picking at some of the fun stories, because educators, they see crazy all the time and they're funny and it's great and just really bringing it to the surface. So that's some of our goals here for the upcoming episodes.
We're going to sing some show tunes.
We're going to sing some show tunes. You bet.
Yeah. James, show tunes.
Yeah, right. James, what else to add to that? Yeah.
Can I just piggyback on that, Ben?
Please. Yes. Yes.
So yeah, everything that he said and then some, and here's the then some. I think there's a lot of thought leadership in our space. There's a lot of, and I don't mean this in a negative way, though I've talked with many of my superintendent friends and people on their executive level, cabinets and everything. There's a lot of pontification. There's a lot of, broad brushstroking, strategy, execution, kind of the what's working, what's not working across the entire industry. And I think that this is an opportunity of getting significantly more pragmatic at a local level. So as we've expanded outside of Ohio, as we now have 150 growing to 200 clients, not that we're nearly as big as some of the other players in the space that would have significantly, bigger clients or different clients or diverse clients in terms of geography. But I can tell you that the vast majority, 90%+ of our client partners start at the superintendent level. And then with that comes alignment to the district strategic plan. They're almost a hired extension of their community via their board. So they have more of a pulse as to what's happening within the community than maybe a lot of other people under them within the organization. And as Zach said, there is, I think in some of our best implementations have come with trying to do things that are a bit considered risky or different or stretching the envelope or whatever analogy you want to use here a little bit. There are district partners of ours who I think have really great stories to tell and will, in these podcasts and in these anecdotes that Zach alluded to, will share how they actually did it. Not what they did, but how they actually did it. How did they convince their team to come along? How did they make difficult decisions with data as opposed to rooted in emotion or feelings or sentiments? How did they change the culture of their organization from being super reactive and just buying things to be that kind of grasping at straws, silver bullet to fix this one issue, and take a step back and say, we're going to do a step back to get three steps forward, as opposed to always grasping at straws to try to inch a little closer forward? Because then you wake up in the technology environment, which most of them have, and it's a mess. And the mess creates chaos. It creates confusion. It creates inefficiency. It creates a lot of challenges from a just time management perspective. Every single educator that we talk to, who are both prospective clients and certainly our current clients, all have admitted they don't have enough time in the day. And so when time goes away in education, what then happens with relationships with students and parents? They fall by the wayside. So at the end of the day, what I envision this podcast being for us is bringing in leaders who have pragmatic stories with how they've changed, how they use, leverage, and execute better technology within their school system to drive better outcomes for kids. Let's stop pontificating on what should be done or what could be done and actually root it in what is happening with really great technology, with really great partnership, with really great bold vision to take and be okay with taking a step back to get three steps forward. And all of the district partners that we work with, I think we root our partnership in exactly that, which is not us promising and saying, you know, immediately you're going to be, you know, so happy with us that you're not going to need to do anything else. You're never done implementing Aubrey. No different than we're never done implementing Salesforce, our own internal CRM. You're never done. You always have other areas of better efficiency, better effectiveness, because you're using data in a data platform to better yourself every day. And it's the bettering yourself every day, whether it's something to do with staff, whether it's something to do with students, whether it's something to do with strategy, whether it's something to do with parent engagement, whether it's something to do with all of the plethora of use cases that districts struggle with. The goal of this podcast is let's unearth the pragmatic, how do you actually tackle some of the challenges there and stop pontificating. People are sick of pontification.
And, you know, like our name means open in Spanish. And really, when getting at this pragmatism, being open about that journey, being open about the lessons learned, the challenges, the rewards, really that narrative around it. And hopefully, I mean, I liked how James was saying, not pontificating, like, you know, no BS is what we're going after, and really getting after the true story, and then the results that come from it.
Love that. That speaks to me here. I can't wait to see the rest of it. Before we go, one of the features of this show that we've talked about is a nostalgic memory of education, or like a powerful, compelling, emotional memory of education. So James, I'm going to send this one to you first. What is a heart memory of education for you?
Well, for me, it's, you know, being a son of a kindergarten teacher, and every day, instead of riding the bus, which I really wanted to ride the bus, looking back on it now, I would say that I had the fortune of going in early every day. But back then, when I wanted to ride the bus, I was kind of bummed because, one, I couldn't sleep in as long, but two, I wanted to be with my friends instead of just go to school with my mom. But what it afforded me was, one, getting in and seeing what she did every day to prep for the day. And she was a kindergarten teacher who had a morning and an afternoon class, by the way. So she had double the students and therefore double the fun with parents and all that good stuff, right? Two, is when you get to school that early, you get to pay attention to, well, when does the principal show up? Oh, it's dark outside, and the principal, Mr. Tiberti, is showing up really early with his tie on. And he's kind of orienting his day around, what is he going to do to be that lead instructor within the school? And then you start seeing, oh, every other teacher kind of trickle in. And then you get to see kind of the what happens behind the curtains after the kids go home, when you stick around after school and see the teacher meetings, the planning meetings, the frustrated parent meetings, the whatever. I'm over here on the Apple II trying to be distracted, but I'm always paying attention to what's happening in my periphery with my mom, her team of teachers, what's happening. And I think that that grew an affinity and kind of a love affair around the power of education. You marry that with, and you see what happens at night when the teacher just collapses in utter exhaustion. And you kind of, as you get into your career, you juxtapose what you do every day to what you saw and observed all the time. And when you go into blending the two, it just creates an appreciation for how difficult being an educator is. They are overworked, they are underpaid, they are underappreciated. And that kind of grounds me in this work, because if we can make their lives easier, more efficient, and more effective, and they can grow better relationships with kids, which is ultimately why they got into it. They didn't get into it for the pay. They clearly didn't get into it for the accolades, right? They got into it because they want to help kids. And so, you know, I kind of full circle that, because if it weren't for that experience, I doubt I would be where I'm at.
Love that.
Zach, how about you?
So I have a lot, but I'm gonna tug on one right now that I think is interesting. It's it's mid-October. It's a few days after depending on how you want to call it, but Columbus Day. And I want to bring this in because I have a very distinct memory. I think it was 2003, 2004, and I'm teaching in inner city Houston, right? So my students are mostly Latino or African American, or Houston, it's a hub from around the world, but very, very, very worldly. And I had fired up my own version of Moodle. So for people know, like in the early aughts, this is when LMSs were getting fired up, and I was like, "Ooh, here's an open source version, I can run it." And I was running my class on Moodle, and I gave my students a question, and I asked them, "Was Christopher Columbus a hero?" We just got done reading his journals, we were doing all this stuff, we were looking at the context of history. I just asked them. And I put it on a message board. Now, I know this is like, it's 2024. People are like, message board. Yeah, that's not, but whatever. I put it there. Okay. I put it there, and the kids went bonkers. They're sitting there. They're doing primary sources. They're yelling at each other. They're having debates. They're going to town. I'm like being the ref. I'm preventing the body slams, but at the same time, kind of edging and pushing and doing all the fun stuff as a team. And it's great. And they're eating it up. It was Friday. On a whim that night, I log into Moodle. It's 10:30 at night. I still have a third of the class still arguing. 10:30 on a Friday night. And for me, again, it was just one of those moments where, like, this was before kind of going down the CTO journey and becoming the tech and doing that. But that was just a moment where I'm like, oh, a really good story with a compelling question with good tech. And I think I've learned a lot more what bad tech is since then. But with good tech, you can really increase phenomenal engagement and get that learning. So that's just one of those memories that I'm thinking about, and especially, being part of a technology company and then looking at this through the lens of, data and open insights and how do you engage for that growth. That's just one that really kept me ticking for a long time and still does. So,
love that. Love that. Thank you for tuning in. Watch this space for more thought leadership in K-12 education. Thank you, James. Thank you, Zach. Looking forward to hearing more from you guys. I'm Ben Wiggins, signing off.